From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Something is seeping, possibly methane gas, from the floor of the Gulf of Mexico not far from the capped BP oil well. And the government's point man, Admiral Thad Allen, is demanding that BP step up its monitoring. He's not buying in for now to BP's hopes to keep the well closed off tight until it can be permanently sealed. NPR's Paul Brown joins us now. Paul, what are experts saying about this seepage?
Well, they agree on two things. They don't know exactly where it's coming from or what the substance or substances are. Jackie Savitz is a senior scientist at the ocean conservation group Oceana, and she says it would be really bad news if oil started squirting out from places other than that wellhead.
If we're trying to keep the cap on because it makes a nice picture, but there's oil seeping out somewhere else, that's a big mistake.
Now, this is all developing just as coastal cleanup crews feel that with the well capped, they're starting to make some headway. Here's Billy Nungesser. He is the president of Plaquemines Parish on the Louisiana coast.
For the first time, our crews are picking up more oil than is being released, because none's being released.
Paul, any other developments this morning on the oil spill?
Well, one question out there is, does BP have an interest in trying to keep the well capped so that it can pay a lower fine? If the well is capped and oil is seeping elsewhere, but it's hard to track, BP could wind up paying less. Now, on the business side, investors are wondering if BP will have to start selling some big assets to cover its oil spill costs. The company says it's spent nearly $4 billion so far on the cleanup, and BP stock is down around 40% since the spill started.
Thanks, Paul. NPR's Paul Brown in Washington. President Obama is set to press Republican members of Congress today to stop blocking an extension of unemployment benefits for more than 2 million Americans who've exhausted their benefits. NPR Scott Horsley reports the president is expected to say that the extension is crucial for helping middle-class families hard hit by the recession.
In the past, Congress routinely extended unemployment benefits, but deficit-wary lawmakers have grown reluctant to do so. Some Republicans also argue that jobless benefits discourage the unemployed from seeking work. In the White House Rose Garden today, President Obama will call on Congress to set aside those concerns and once again authorize extended benefits. Otherwise, the number of jobless workers who stop getting government checks will top 3 million by the end of this month. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says the U.S. commitment to Pakistan is much broader and deeper than it has ever been, and it's not limited to security. To underline that point, Clinton has announced more than $500 million in new U.S. assistance to that country.
We want to help you drive economic growth and prosperity, strengthen your democratic government institutions, expand access to the tools of opportunity.
Clinton speaking at a news conference in Islamabad today. This is NPR News from Washington. A new survey indicates that nearly 40% of businesses in the United States are expecting to hire more workers over the next 6 months. That's the highest percentage in more than 2 years for that number. The survey by the National Association of Business Economics finds that manufacturers expect to do the most hiring, finance, insurance, and real estate businesses the least. Businesses surveyed say they expect the U.S. economy to keep growing in the coming quarters, but at a slower pace. Search crews in India are looking for more victims in the twisted wreckage of a train collision that has killed at least 60 people. Veer Singh in New Delhi reports India's railway minister is indicating the crash may be a case of sabotage by Maoist rebels.
One of the trains was hit from behind by the other at a station in India's state of West Bengal. This is the second nighttime train crash in less than 2 months in the eastern state. In late May, a passenger train derailed elsewhere in West Bengal and was hit by an oncoming goods train. Authorities blamed that incident on communist rebels who are active in the state. Rail transport officials have sent relief trains to the site of the latest crash as they try to determine why it took place. For NPR News, I'm Veer Singh in New Delhi.
Much of the nation remains in the grip of sizzling hot temperatures today. National Weather Service meteorologist Brian Cordy says the nation's midsection in particular is feeling this heat wave.
Temperatures over the central portions of the central plains today are going to exceed 100 degrees and may do that for the next couple of days.
Cordy also says the Ohio Valley may experience damaging winds and severe hail today. Many areas are facing heat advisories and excessive heat warnings. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.